Your online page, HTML, has been modified to reflect some research and quotations on the use or non-use of email to doctor care standards. The citations are balanced that I included one of your point of view. Tags. At fucktupuman x. At in the mind way, from myself, x. At realapuman x. From Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. 12:32 p.m., 6 minutes ago. To Dr. Sadiq Mirza, Bethany, hash Jonathan.Arello.Jackson. But don't tell me there is not an however in clause that is a part of that statement. To confirm, this is the URL to that page, a direct name reference binding URL at the domain at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, subject to be reclassified and filed at fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo. http://dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/gmail, why do I not fit into a box or mold.html? There is a QR scan code graphic that points to this folder. If for any reason it no longer is a valid link, link broken, you can assume that the content has been refiled in the backward hashtag Potapo reprimanding not of reconciliation meaning. You can't escape your obligation. For the contents that were under Mr. Graves' filing has indeed been placed to at fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo for obvious justified reasons. This folder URL is valid and contains one single person entry. Are you going to join him there for all-time prosperity? http://dr-sadiq-mirza.webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo, dbh.sbcounty.gov/. Time to change your perspective on this subject matter. You are wasting away precious time that I am going to the DA to rectify. index.dbh.spounty.gov. Parent directory. /Stephen.John.Graves, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov. The QR graphic image remains valid for you. Doctor are still listed in good reputation space at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Time to clear the cobwebs and get on board. We are going to rock the boat over on this outdated standard you are holding on to against common decency. I am going to the district attorney to file a claim of discrimination and malpractice against you for the role of Mr. Graves interfaced first into my care. You all know who I am being. I walk into the front door for the very first time. You fail. Quality in social services, understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Quotation. The accessible information standard is concerned with ensuring that people with information and or communication needs relating to or caused by a disability, impairment or sensory loss have those needs met by organizations providing health and or adult social care. In the vast majority of cases, such needs can be met using e-standard or standardized alternative formats, such as Braille, mainstream contact methods, such as email, standardized communication methods, such as British Sign Language, and or other generic adjustments, for example facing someone tolerable them to lip read. Here is a foot comment in view of your standard, it hasn't however. 2.17 There is clearly an understandable preference for communications that allow for real-time interactions and do not rely on a third party. However, the associations note that although technologies such as email, instant messaging and SMS may enable communications between people with disabilities and their friends and family, they are not always perceived to be appropriate for communication with others such as doctors, schools and government agencies. And sometimes these organizations do not make these methods available. However, it should be noted that there is considerable scope for businesses, institutions and government agencies to increase their accessibility by extending the means by which people can contact them. For example, Optus recently won a Communications Alliance Commitment to Customer Service award for their online chat and social media services. Vodafone Hutchison Australia, VHA, has offered customer support via social media and online chat since the beginning of 2011, and Telstra has also recently introduced social media as another means by which customers can contact Telstra for customer service inquiries. A book reference on the subject. Brooks R.G., Menachemian. Physicians' use of email with patients, factors influencing electronic communication and adherence to best practices. JMed Internet Res 2006-81-E2, free full text, Medline, 16,585,026 doi 10.2196, JMIR, 8.1.E2, conclusions. This large survey of physicians practicing in ambulatory settings shows only modest advances in the adoption of email communication and little adherence to recognized guidelines for email correspondence. Further efforts are required to educate both patients and physicians on the advantages and limitations of email communication, and to remove fiscal and legal barriers to its adoption. You are on the wrong side of the debate. I am on the right side of solutions. I want my autonomy respected, my right to make the choice to use email respected, and I want to be able to email the record. As I continue to use email to journal my story of circumstances in my life, I want my email to be received and read to their detail records, so there is an understanding formed to the correct mental health wellness choices in my case, which is not ignorance, silence, and allowing the haters to win in regards to a intractable conflict. What can be done happens to be needing detail analysis of email story details, and I write my story better than I can tell it out verbally. I have the right to use email to write my story and then also use spoken voice text narrative as in reading accessibility to speed up the story detail into the care of providers. This story is an absolute out of the box of normalcy that I deserve my choices to be taken into the correct accommodation in my client and medical care. There is no option but to the formation of written record, excellence. I need a court authority to tell me that they have their right to hold non-mainstream standard restriction against the use of email in my care. I know they shall rule the fact of full and equal participation on the side of the United Nations mandate rather than ruling on the side of the county's current policy against clients and patients of the Department of Behavioral Health and the Health Department from using technology and email per the standards placed into documentation agenda. We are wiser than allow a fear-based choice of virus infection, when SiteAdvisor clears my site is safe, YouTube standards of our information society sharing is being pressed forward, and perhaps SoundCloud and scholarly book references is all that I am sharing to my doctor. Wow, what a system of discrimination. In the disenfranchisement right to use our information society internal of my social services care. We are better than this, are we not?